All right, this week let's talk about your imagination and how you're using it. This idea came to me because I was having lunch with my daughter this week, and we were in a kind of a cafeteria style room that had really, really high ceilings. You know, maybe they were 50 feet up in the air. And so we were eating and everything was fine, and all of a sudden my daughter goes, "Oh, I don't want to look up. I don't want to look up." And I said, "Why? Why don't you want to look up?" And she goes, "Because I'm imagining that I have a balloon and I let it go and it got lost way up in the ceiling and I can't get it back." And for the rest of the hour, she couldn't look up. Regardless of what me or my wife said to her, that's what she was thinking. And it got to me that this was a real clear example of how people use their imagination sometimes. Now, the truth is that we're constantly using our imaginations, constantly. The question is, are we using it for imagining bad things, the worst case scenarios that make us upset, or are we using it to imagine things that make us feel better? Well, the answer to that is very, very important, because the way you feel, what you expect to happen, is going to very dramatically influence the results you get, because it's going to influence what actions you're going to take. Okay? You know that if you're going to influence your weight, if you're going to really master your body, you need to master your emotions. And one of the most important ways to do that is to master what you're thinking about in your mind. If you are in your mind regularly thinking about balloons flying up to the ceiling and getting upset about it, first of all, it puts you in a very negative state, a very fearful, upset, not clear state, and it affects what you're going to do. Okay? Now, obviously, you're not thinking about balloons flying up to the ceiling, but you may be imagining that, well, no matter what I do, no matter how well I eat, the weight's never going to come off. Last time I tried to lose weight, I actually gained weight. And you imagine this in your mind. And so, again, it affects your feelings and your expectations. And so, we need to constantly become aware of this process and reinforce it in the other direction. And this can be hard for some people because this is where it's weird. So my daughter is 5 years old, and I can say to her, "Well, you don't even have a balloon right now. We could tie it to your wrist, right? If it did go up to the ceiling, we could get a really tall ladder and get it back down." Now I can say all these things to her, and I did. None of them really, really mattered because she wouldn't let go of that initial imagination, the initial negative imagination. You, as an adult, can't do this. You need to let it go. You need to admit, "I'm wrong, this isn't going to happen, or if it is going to happen, then I'll deal with it then." Okay, but chances are that something good is going to happen. Okay, and you need to let go of the negative imagination. I swear, for myself, my own experience, working with a lot of people, with my daughter, it's not easy to let go of the negative imagination sometimes. Okay, so it's not about it being easy, it's about it being extremely important that you stop doing it, that you let it go, that you come to some sort of peace with it, okay? Because your mind might do it naturally. You might naturally imagine negative things happening, the worst case scenarios, okay? It's not about beating yourself up about it. It's about letting them go. It's about accepting that, yes, that's a possibility, but so is this. And then giving, you know, talk to the more positive things. And doing it intentionally, okay? Because even though your mind might have all the reasons why that negative thing could happen, okay, what you want to do is build up the muscle in your mind that allows you to begin thinking about all the reasons the positive thing could happen as well. And that begins by articulating what that positive imagination could be. Okay, seeing yourself, maybe this time when I'm losing weight, it's going to be easier than ever because I finally made some deep changes that make this process just feel more natural than it's ever felt before. And because of that, it starts happening 24 hours a day, I'm on track. Yeah, my emotions are getting in line. My beliefs are congruent, right? My goals and what I want to accomplish are all congruent with what's important to me. And that's what's different than before, because I'm eating better now. I enjoy exercising because I'm doing exercises that are the right ones for me. They're comfortable, and yet they push me a bit. But I can do them for a long period of time, and I can see my body being strong and looking the way I want it to for the rest of my life. Okay? So this is how the, you know, again, it's first identifying the negative imagination, and then shifting it over into positive, right? Something we've worked on before. But again, it's that first identifying it, because sometimes it's just so common in us, right? The negative imagination can be so common that we don't even see it anymore. Just part of our who we are, okay? So it's that first thing, just becoming aware of when we're being negative in imagination. Because sometimes it can also feel real to us if we've been doing it so long. And this imagination, this is what was so funny with my daughter, is that she didn't have a balloon, right? She could have tied it to her wrist, right? She's never lost a balloon in her life. And yet all of a sudden it was real to her. And she was living in that world, living in that imagination, and she wouldn't give it up. So it's almost like she was indulging in that fantasy for some reason. Who knows why? Okay, but we all do that to some degree. It's not about understanding why we do it as much as it is about identifying when we do it and stopping it and putting it back, our energy back into something positive again. Okay, and you can do that as an adult. That's the choice you have. But it takes some practice, because I think in culture and just the way we're wired, for some reason, it seems sometimes we go into that negative imagination easier. It's easier to do. But it's very harmful, okay, in a lot of subtle ways. All right. So as you start enhancing your powers of positive imagination and you reduce the negative imagination, I think you're going to feel overall a general shift into feeling better. You're going to start feeling things just working out for you naturally, things becoming easier. Right? That's the idea. So that's the goal for this week, is notice when you're imagining things that they're not happening, right? When you're imagining, right? And make that clear distinction about what's real and what's your imagination. And when it's imagination, let it go. Okay, it's going to feel weird a little bit. I don't know why, even though you can logically say, well, that hasn't happened yet, it is my imagination, there's that weird holding on to it. Let it go. Okay, let it go. Kind of exhale and it's just my imagination. It's a possibility, so is this. Okay, and you work on doing that. And the more you do that, I think the more you clear your mind out. And a lot of, you know, if you imagine a backpack with rocks in it, all the rocks, you know, represent a negative imagination that you normally think about. You take them out slowly and the backpack becomes lighter and lighter. And your process and your journey here becomes easier and easier. Okay? So think about this this week, and I'll talk to you next week.